Sure, a tough week, I guess, for everyone involved.
Yeah, it has been a tough week. It's no excuse for where we performed the first 40 minutes. Maybe what's gone on through the week and the aftermath of that, maybe it's had a bit more of a toll on the players than what we thought it did. We were real confident coming into the game. I think the warm-up is as well as I've ever seen the team warm up. Seemed very focused, very switched on, but we didn't quite get it right from the first whistle.
Another one, it was the same last week, wasn't it, against Catalan, first 25 minutes was poor.
Yeah, it were, and it probably similar sort of thing. I think today in the first half, we completed 7 out of 13 sets the first half. They completed 23 from 24. Combining with that, us being going back 12 metres every play, them going back 8, didn't really help us when we're trying to come off our goal line.
Looking at it, I mean, have you applied for the job?
No, I've not applied for it, no.
You just didn't want to be head coach at Wakefield? I just
don't think the time's right for myself to be a head coach of Wakefield at the moment, no. So I didn't put myself in there.
Okay. What positives can you take out of tonight?
I thought the second half, I thought the players gave the minimum requirement, which were desire and effort. I thought with the amount of possession they had the first half, I thought the players could have folded the second half, and I thought they dug in there, which is a sign that the base, what the conditioning staff have done with them in pre-seasons there. The fact that they didn't look dead on the feet at the back end of the game, and like I said, considering the amount of ball that Saints had the first half, you know, it'd have been understandable if they had looked that way.
When did you find out Brian was going?
Tuesday morning. It'd been ill after the game at the weekend, and we were expecting him in Tuesday morning at training. But he turned up a couple hours before the players were due in. Told myself and Lee Gilmore, the other assistant, and then when all the rest of the players came in, he sat all them down, the staff, and explained to them that he was going to go and hand his notice and he'd be going home within the next couple of days.
Disappointment, I guess, for everyone.
Yeah, obviously Brian's a massive person to have around the place. His track record speaks for itself, and everybody's got a high level of respect for him. So obviously to not have him there, you know, it felt different around the place. I'm not going to lie to you, the Wednesday and Thursday we've trained, I thought the boys actually prepared well. But like I say, it's obviously had a bit of an effect on the way we started the game.
You'd obviously still want to remain involved at Wakefield then?
Well, I'd like to. Obviously that's going to be out of my hands, obviously. Michael's the chairman and the owner of the club, and there's going to be a new coach coming in, so you know, that decision won't be in my hands.
What have you been told, Stuart, by Michael, anything at all? Just hold the fort for us?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Obviously, Brian had been and spoke to Michael. He asked me if I'd be prepared to take the team for the game this weekend. Obviously, our preparation's been minimal. Bearing in mind, we played Sunday and we'll play again Friday. We've had two 40-minute field sessions, obviously, that they've been recovering and things like that as well. So I said, yeah, I'd do that this weekend. I'm led to believe there's a number of people applied for the job, and they'll be doing some interviews the early part of next week. So that's where it is at the moment, as far as I'm aware.
Second time in less than 12 months you've been in this position. I guess after the first time you thought that might be the last time.
Yeah, obviously once we knew what were happening with Brian, unless there was somebody ready and waiting to step in the following day, then we sort of assumed that we may get a phone call, obviously, to manage the game this week. Obviously, both times it's not been in the greatest situation, and you know, as an assistant coach that's not got no experience as a head coach, it's not the easiest situation to step in at. But you know, this is sport, isn't it? Things like this happen.
What happened to Reece Lynn?
He got a first tackle of the game. He got a bang on his quad. We're a bit unsure whether it were a direct blow, whether it were sort of a muscle pull, and then maybe about 10-15 minutes later. He sort of aggravated that way with some sort of injury to his knee. I'm not sure the extent. We battled on till half time, and at half time we're told that, you know, he wouldn't be able to come out for the second half, so we're forced to have a bit of a reshuffle. And Ben Jones Bishop picked up an injury as well, so we moved him out to the wing second half. With the way we set the team up today, we knew that when we play Saints, they generally come down the middle of the field, so we sort of loaded our bench with big men today. So to lose a winger and then have to carry as full-back all the second half didn't particularly help us.
An interesting game at Hull.
Very interesting, yeah. Look, they all are. They're all tough games. You can see with the way Salford and Widnes are playing at the minute, there's no easy games at all. I know we've got a job this week, assuming that the new person's not going to be in the next couple of days. We've got a job trying to pick the team up and getting prepared for the game next week. It is going to be a massive challenge. the big side, one of the biggest sides in competition, and that's something we need to deal with. But obviously we've got a fair amount of stuff to try and fix up ourselves, just to try and give ourselves a chance.